I'm amazed at the maze.
Oh, now you're doing your...
Oh, good. I'm just starting a podcast right now, so what we'll do is I'll catch him on the bottom of the...
You can do it. You can do it. You got it.
Go ahead. Oh, come on.
You got it.
Good boy. You figured it out.
Good boy.
Come on. Come on down. It's
such a neat place. Yeah, it's neat, right? Hey, Nicholas, do you know how much the rent is here?
Oh, gosh. I don't.
I know to the right. It takes a what?
A couple people in the lease.
Oh.
It's kind of expensive.
Oh.
I think it's like a big deal.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Jeez. And so somehow it's...
It might not be, I don't know.
Somehow it's surviving with just the few donations that are coming through our volunteers.
Well, we officially became a nonprofit, so I think that's helping. And then that new management, they're restratifying and restructuring everything.
Oh, really?
See, now he's not.
And they're doing a good job.
Oh, wow, there's 3 stars?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Come on, you can do
it. Go ahead, puppy.
You got it.
Oh, good boy. Good job. You're so strong.
Good boy.
I'll probably go to a staff meeting now.
Oh, that's true. I still have not yet gone to my first staff meeting. I need to do that. I've got so many ideas.
It's been a couple years.
Nicholas, feel better. Thank you so much, sir, for coming by and being a part of the madness and helping out with everything.
Take it easy.
Nice meeting you.
Out of here? Hit the road, Dave. All right, man. Oh, yes, absolutely. Bye, guys.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Come on, you tiny terror.
Oh, little Bobby. Oh, you're so cute.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
That is great. Thank you so much for coming out, and
totally.
I mean, especially, when folks have all this crazy other stuff going on, and then they still decide to come out to the show. It's so exciting because it's like.
You know what? Like I said, despite all the other crazy stuff that's going on, don't you pee on that car. it's these kinds of things where it's like, no, this is the reason why I'm dealing with all the crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Is to be able to continue to do this kind of stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's just the balance of it. It's adult life. Where are you trying to go? What are you trying to do? I love this little side of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, look, that's still an old craftsman that's still here. Like, geez. Whoa, brother. What are you doing? Where are you going?
So this is your boss's dog?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the official dog sitter. Come on, we're gonna go to the pool, but I gotta wash my clothes first.
So is he with you all the time?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Like when I'm at work, he goes with somebody else, but he's with me all the time. Really? That can't be yours too.
Oh my god.
No, Bacon, going that way.
Come on, puppy.
Bacon.
Come on, let's go this way. Come on, let's go this way. Come on,
right,
let's go
I'm
this
not
way.
Letting you pull the string.
Hold the string.
Come on.
Come on, little Wookiee.
My arms are shaved.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. I pee on everything. Can't have all the things.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. The sound of the walking. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like a pig.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is this your car?
The Saturn? Yeah.
Oh. Wait, oh, that.
Oh, trust me, I don't make hybrid money. Come on.
So do you know any animators? I can imagine your stuff animated pretty cool.
I know so many fucking animators.
Has anyone decided to want to animate any of your stuff?
I feel like I've had conversations about it. I just can't remember, but I'm sure I could collaborate with a few people. Yeah, I'm sure I could. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm not there yet. I'm still kind of developing. It's all still kind of a work in progress. But no, it's something that I would consider. It's just not where I'm at personally. I just still kind of just want to sit down and just draw it out and have it be what it is. But you are going to choke yourself, dog.
Oh my gosh.
Nope.
Hey, come here.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Are you good? Are we it's like having a child.
Oh my god.
It's like, this is literally like having a 2-year child.
Oh my god.
Are we good? Can we do a walk around?
It's so great how he walks too. He looks like a cartoon character.
He does.
Jump. Right. It's so great.
He's buff. Come on.
Hey, well, thank you for coming out. It was so cool that you came out. Oh my god. Thank you for all that wonderful coffee through the years. You helped me, like, amp me up for my shows. It was so great.
Oh, dude, yeah. Any time. And I'm just thanks for giving me, like, the lowdown how it is now. Because, like, I was so curious. Like, I haven't been there in, like, a year and a half. So.
Oh, man. Well, also, so I'll have you in again, and then you, Nick, can, we can have a great art conversation.
That sounds so fun. I'm so down for that.
All right, cool. Take care. Wow. That was another great and successful K-Chung radio concoction. More great people, more extraordinary information. This is the first time we've ever had a dog. I'm so happy I was able to share the we finally got the dog snorting. That was cool. It adds to the entire soundscape. You know, it's so funny how quickly an hour can pass. I've learned a lot about this, specifically with podcasting. How quickly an hour can go by if you're not concerned. Let's see, how do I put it? I feel like, well, okay, as we've talked before, and as the old phrase goes, time flies when you're having fun. So when you're just fully in that moment, fully doing what you're doing. Oh yeah, here's a little waterfall. Out in front of the Royal Pagoda Hotel, Motel. So great that she brought up the serendipity aspect. That's, wow. That's just fantastic. The serendipity aspect. But when you're fully immersed in what you're talking about and getting that information out, there's little room left for regard of how much time you have yet to fill. Because you're not concerned about filling time. When you're concerned about giving information, that undoubtedly fills in time. When you're concerned about filling in time, that's where you get those kinds of responses like, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. I was so fortunate today to have people who were so open with their dialogue and their interests and sharing. It's that focus of sharing. When we're sharing, I'm just concerned about sharing this. As that happens, it just becomes a much easier just simpler thing. There's no forcing involved. There's no trying hard to do something aspect. It just, at that point, it just becomes sort of a waterfall, as they say, the stream of consciousness. It just pours out. It's just purely, whoosh, here it is. Here's the information. What I'm thinking now, particularly in this, well, I was going to say, particularly in this day and age, that just makes it sound like some Time Life documentary narration. With this idea of editing things, making sure things are perfect. There are all kinds of levels of perfection, isn't there? Perfection is definitely a relative idea, definitely a relative aspect. So someone who draws, like, let's say, the Simpsons, they draw like the Simpsons, that to them, they're perfect in whatever their that style is that they're doing. You know, it's the idea of being, just being, doing the best version you can of whatever it is that it is you're doing, and that is, that becomes then the perfect thing. So one person's view of what perfection is another person's view of sub-perfection, or one person's view of sub-perfection is another person's view of perfection. So think about when we're looking at stuff that we're creating, and we go, oh, I want it to be perfect. Well, who's the authority? Who's the authority there? If you claim yourself to be the authority, then that means you get to change the rules as to what you think is adequate. What is adequate information to be put out there? It's a redefining of what the standards are, so to speak. It's allowing ourselves that luxury and realizing that we deserve to redefine those standards. What a great, powerful revelation that is. What an extraordinary What's the word? Just, oh, exciting feeling that is. I'm the authority. So, if there's no concern about worrying about editing it, because no amount of editing on something is going to make it better. It's that original information that was put into it that makes it good for what it is. It's that original information. The editing aspect is just the editing aspect is amplifying and sparkling, you know, making something that's already there amplified and sparkled. Everyone's got a different standard, don't they? And that's the beauty. Our what we do, we've talked about it before, our version of our vibe is the thing that's going to reverberate with others who feel this, who feel that same vibe, who are plugged into that same frequency. Those, yeah, it's just an inevitable magnetization at that point. That's the thing. Would we rather have the quality aspect or the quantity aspect? The quality aspect. As we've heard time and time again, it's that quality aspect. You could have 5 people who appreciate whatever it is, art form that you're putting out there. And if that's viewed as an exciting byproduct, see, the first and foremost, if the first and foremost excitement is just the creation of the art itself, that is, now we've done away with any sort of idea of it fitting into a particular mold or checklist or guidelines, what have you, list of rules that someone else may require. Well, the art that we create is the art that we create. It's amazing. We each have the things that we're curious about. I'm sure lots of people do not like what Edward Gorey did. There are lots of people who do love what Edward Gorey did. I would venture to say that Edward Gorey didn't necessarily care about how many people watched what he was doing or not, didn't watch what he was doing, but he was more concerned about falling in love with the worlds that he was creating, the characters he was creating, the words that he was using for those characters. That became the thing that he was most interested in investigating. It's that deeper investigation of that, bringing out those details of those things, bringing them to light. Wow. Today's show will be, I'd like to believe, up later today from K-Chung. It'll be on Mixcloud. As soon as, what I did was I sent that big old file like I did last time. I sent that big old file through WeSendIt. WeSendIt. Phenomenal website. I think you can send up to like 6 gigabytes or something ridiculous like that. I sent off today's show through WeSendIt, so it should arrive in my email today. Probably, I believe, less than an hour. Possibly by the time I get home, it should be in my email box, at which point I can then upload that to Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/inspiratoprojecto. By the way, the wind is crazy right now. Ideally, this wind guard is working pretty well to block off this wind. If not, that has its own bit of charm, too, doesn't it? It adds a whole nother level to it. Wow. I was still groggy throughout that show. I had one cup of coffee before I went in there. I ate some eggs and some bread. And I had that. So I'm debating whether when I get home after I upload that thing, if I should just take another nap or not, or start editing the new wedding project. That could be something else that's really good that I could get working on. I haven't been able to do that since I was doing the overhaul of the apartment. That's a whole nother thing, is putting all that stuff back in. So that's a whole nother process, isn't it? Oh, you know what? I'm going to take you with me while we ride on the train. That's always fun. Hearing the train sounds. Hearing the ambiance. Turn on your ambiance.
Chinatown Station.
All right. Air conditioned. How cool is that? We get to encounter some air conditioning for a little bit before we're back off onto our... back off onto our journey. Today I forgot to bring a flash drive like I normally like to do so I could download the show and have that with me. However, I think ever since I found this new method of WeSendIt, it's just even more perfect. It's perfect. Especially since it can send like 6 gigabytes. I think WeTransfer, I think it allows 2 gigabytes. So this show can sometimes be possibly more than 2 gigabytes. I don't know. Once you get it down into an MP3, though, from a Wave carries a hell of a lot more information, but when you zip it on down to an MP3, it cuts down the amount of information quite significantly, which is fantastic. That's a little trick that I had to learn throughout these times. So that will be going up. I'm sure I will also be adding more to this podcast, but this is only a little piece of a segment here. I uploaded that other podcast this morning, episode.
Purple and Silver Lines, Silver Street, Metro and Municipal Buses, Bolt Bus, Megabus,
so,
LAX Flyaway, Metrolink and Amtrak.
So, I believe that's all for now, folks. I believe that's all for now, and if you can, check out... if you like this show, feel free to go to podcastawards.com and go to the nominees, go to that little nominees button, and please feel free to vote for Inspirato Projecto as best podcast, and also for the Adam Curry Award. Please feel free to vote We are nominated, and it feels so good. And it feels so good. Wait. Are we here already? Wait. Is this Union Station? Oh my God, that was so fast. We're here.
This is Union Station, yeah. Downtown LA.
Here we are already. It happens fast. It happens so fast sometimes. Sometimes I forget how quick Union Station pops up. I'll be going home. Drinking some more ozonated water. Uploading the episode. Doing more podcast stuff. Also, Yachtly Crew is playing August 10th, I believe. It's crazy that that's this month. Or 11th? I can't remember. But if you go to yachtlycrew.com and you go to shows, it'll show you the different shows that we got coming up, which you can check out. And that'll show you exactly what the score is. That'll give you exactly what we're up to, what we're doing next. That'll be a House of Blues in San Diego. So if you live out there in San Diego, please feel free to show up, check it out, be a part of the Soft Rock Madness. Hall & Oates, Christopher Cross, Michael McDonald, Steely Dan, Ambrosia, Toto, Player. Yikes, the list goes on and on. Boz Skaggs. Lots of great stuff. Good vibes. Good people. Good drinks. It'll all be there for you. That's all for now, folks. We'll talk more later.
Yes, I'm calling about my medication. Uh-huh. Yes. Will it be ready by Wednesday? Yes? Very good. Okay, well... Hey! Sir! Sir! What are you doing? Don't get fresh with me. Those are my sugar plums you're touching, sir.
Hey! Yes! Okay, lady! I'm with the DSA! Yeah! Woohoo! Yeah! You! I can touchy feely, lady! Yeah!
Oh! Sir, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Here, let me just whip that out for you.
Hey, all right, lady. Way to go. Yeah, party. I'm with the DSA. Yeah.
All right. And one last one. Is there anyone that's been born and raised on this planet that is currently over, say, 200 years of age?
Oh, yes. Actually, quite a few.
And what are they generally the oldest, like 300 years old, 400 years old?
One moment. One moment. One moment. As we perceive it, the oldest living physical... Oh, you mean human, yes?
Yes.
All right. The oldest living physical human on the planet today, at this moment, is actually in excess of 1,000 years old. Wow. But there is only one. Next in line, you will find that they will generally be between, and there are a few of these, between 300 and 500 of your years of age. There are more that are between 100 and 300, and many more that are between 100 and 200.
And they live in obscure places or some in city, highly populated places?
Now and then, some of them will come in contact with what you would call city populations, but that will usually be rare. Most of them live in what you would call relatively remote locations or smaller villages.
And there are other beings that are older than that, that are similar to us, but not human?
Oh, yes.
What might they be classified as? Reptilian, or? as Asanis living on Earth?
Well, our average lifespan is, in your terms, about 300 years. We don't live on Earth. If you're talking about visitations from time to time, there certainly have been beings that have existed on your planet or visited your planet that are in excess of 10,000 years old.
Okay.
But by your counting.
But none who were born and raised and lived their entire life.
No.
Okay. Great. Much love to you, Bashar, and all who are there with you.
And to you as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. TSA, for showing up, and also Bashar for that awesome piece of wisdom concerning age, the age of the oldest human on Earth. As I was listening to my podcast notes, I rarely ever listen to my past episodes. I just create what I'm creating, and then we just keep moving. And I just decided to listen to, because I was so tired, that the episode I had this morning before I went off to Kaechung. And in it, it was talking about my dream. And it's interesting because the being could have very well been an Arcturian. I've been reading about the Arcturians, and I was visited by another Arcturian, what I believe to be an Arcturian extraterrestrial in a dream months ago. So within that dream, I was like at a building or something. I was taking photos and recording. It was at night, and I could see these spacecrafts flying through the skies behind the clouds. And I was really trying to get it, and all of a sudden this being, blue, I think it was a blue being, I don't know, but I'm starting to think maybe it was, appeared in front of me, and it said, "Are you ready?" Something similar to that. "Are you ready?" Basically giving me the invitation of saying, do you want to go, you know, to, you know, like basically I've been listening to a lot of New Earth stuff, been catching back up on the Dolores Cannon stuff, looking at other sources concerning about how we're moving into that fifth density. And some people will say stay stuck basically on one Earth, and those others of us will go onto this new Earth, which is interesting. The new Earth will basically, as the idea goes, it amplifies our highest joys, excitements, manifestations come faster and faster and faster. For those who understand the law of attraction, intention, the words we're using, the actions we're putting into, you know, each moment, the feelings that we feel within each moment, and the intentions, the vibes that are going into those intentions, and then they echo out there, echo back to us. So I'm thinking that when it said, "Are you ready to go?" Either A, like I'm thinking a few things. Are you ready to go back home? Are you going back? Ready to go back home to, you know, sort of being an Arcturian, you know, on our planet? Are you ready to say that I've finished my mission here on Earth? Would you be happy right now? Because there have been times I've told people I'd be happy if I died right now. Well, there are a lot of projects that I still want to be creating. So would I die happy? I would die happy, yes, in the sense that I've been doing it my way. After moving out here to California, I was struck by that song, My Way, again, and really listening to it. I did it my way. And thinking about that, like getting to the end of your life where you go, yeah, I did it my way. I did it my way. I didn't shrink inside of my potentials. I was somehow able to be both humble and appreciative at the same time and filled with gratitude. And maybe not necessarily take responsibility for my talents, However, acknowledging that I did in fact allow a dance to occur between me and the spirits, me and the spirit, you know, spirit is inspiration, the inspiration, that's the action of spirit in, bam, putting it in, the action of spirit, inspirado, O or zero is regarded as another form of infinity. So in that case, the infinity symbol, see, that's the interesting thing. Because if we turn, okay, so if we look at it like it's a, I was going to say a Mobius strip. So if you look at an infinity symbol from one direction, it looks like it's crossing paths. However, you know, it's so funny, it could be both the Mobius strip. Now, and the infinity symbol. Now, if you take that infinity symbol and you turn it on its side from one direction with the light shine straight on it, it looks like a zero. Like, imagine that in your brain. So imagine that infinity symbol, okay, infinity symbol. You're looking at it from bird's eye, basically. Imagine like a bird's eye view of a, instead of a flat zero or a flat O, it's a wavy one. It's a wavy one. So now, from the top, you're going, and you're kind of turning it up. You're turning it up. Bam, now there's a zero again. There's the zero. Hopefully we were able to do that together. So, if we think about that, inspire, ado, the O, which is funny, O, O-H, O. You put, and then palindrome that, you make it H-O, and you put a bunch of those together. Oh, 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 oh. It's laughter. It's the big joke. Oh, 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 oh. Maybe Santa is really saying infinity, but he's laughing it. Maybe the sound of infinity is laughter. Which is funny because that goes right along with Alan Watts saying that hallelujah is the sound of angels laughing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what I heard. That's one of many things I heard during my revelation, my big revelation. One of many. At Loveseed. So, inspirado, projecto. We're projecting it into infinity and echo, echo. Turning on, tuning in, dropping out, the antenna blips it. So it's possible to be humble and possible to acknowledge the fact that we were smart enough to open ourselves to these spectrums of ideas and letting them pass through us. How about this? If you were pure colored, just pure light, pure rainbow spectrums, infinity, color infinity, the Roy G. Bivs of infinity, would you want restrictions on you? If you're coming into an earthly, a limited earthly brained humanity, zoomanity, see, these are learned things that we've done, analyzing, critiquing. Maybe it started with us wanting to put colors into groups. Purple, red, Roy G. Biv. Roy G. Biv. That'd be interesting to know. Red. Red. Oi, O, infinity, O, orange, orange, range, O, range, G, green, Marine. So, let's see. Roy. Red, okay, so red. When I think of R, I think of a hook. E, I think of like emotion, energy, entertainment, enlightenment, elation, elementary. Emotion. I think of E like electricity, energy. Red. D is a palindrome. P. Is that interesting? D is a palindrome. P. D. What's a D? D. What's a D? What's a P? A P is a backwards Q. A palindrome mirrored Q. A D is a P is a Q. Huh. R, another hook. E, energy, energy. N. N is an upside down U. City of G. Green. Roy. Oh, Y. We forgot the. Okay, so, all right. Roy. Okay. R O. Let's go to O. Orange. O. O is infinity. Yeah. R hook. A. What's A? What's A? A is a shortened backwards B. Whoa. B is a P. A B is an upside down P. A P is a backwards Q. A Q is an upside down D. Wow. We folded it all together. Okay, so what if we draw, okay, P, we draw P on the left side. And then a Q on that opposite side. Q. But we don't put the tail. Q. And then we take that Q and we flip it upside down. D, lowercase d. Flip it, mirror it. B. Bam. So we got a square with those little circles up in the corners. Interesting. Now, if we do it the other way, we get a... Gosh, I mean, you could do all kinds of different stuff. Q. Q on the left. P on the right. Bam. What is that? B. Lowercase b on the bottom. Whoosh, flipped over from there is a lowercase d. So now that's got an interesting thing. Now what? All right, we've turned them in, put them outside. What if we now, oh, okay, now on the left side you go lowercase d, flip that upside down, that's a lowercase q, zip, mirror it, lowercase p, zip, palindrome upside down it, lowercase b, right? D next to the b, q next to the p. And you got that. Oh, shnikes. Whoa. That's like two infinities put on top of each other. Whoa. Whoa, and that's also a note. See, that's great. A note on a scale. A P. Let's see. A. Wait. Which way do those notes go? B's. B's and. D, no, those are D's, lowercase d's connected. That's what that is. Lowercase d's connected. And then B, lowercase. No, yeah, lowercase d's. Yeah. What the hell? Interesting. So a D and. Yeah, the D. Yeah. String three of those D's together. See, you got one of those now. Put a little flag on it. Or hollow it out. Wow, man. Infinity of music right there. That's the infinity of music. Wow, man. Wow. Okay, so... All right, so we got red... Oh, see, now a G is backwards Q with the curly thing. Wait, is that right? Q. Q. Yeah, wait, Q. No, P. Whoa. The G. G has something to do with it, too. G-R-E-N-C-D-F-G. Okay, so Roy, R-O. We went through the orange, right? Oh, yeah, E, energy. Now, an E also looks like an up-down, upside-down lowercase a, sort of, right? Weirdly enough. And lowercase a also kind of seems like a G or a Q, doesn't it? Whoa, lowercase a is lowercase G, upside-down. Wait, a, G. Yeah, yeah. Whoa. So... Oh, so then, in a sense, that G, if you palindrome it, in a sense, it's a B with a curly thing at the top. Backwards, I mean, it's like a back, no, that's like a backwards A. No, that, wait, so an A, lowercase A, palindrome it, it's almost like a backwards, it's like a, well, it's a lowercase B, but with that swirl, flip that upside down, it's a, G, no. What is it? Backwards G? P. Oh, a P with a little curly on it, and you flip that around, mirror that, that's a G. Wow. Wow. All right, so we did R-O. Now let's go to Y. Y to me is a V... with a tail. I always like spelling Y, W-H-Y, which is interesting because it carries a Y within it. Now, what's also interesting is that the W, the W is sort of like upside down Ys without the tails. Also, the fun thing is, if you draw those Ws like actual Us, they are double Us. Otherwise, they're double Vs. Double V's and double U's are the same thing. Double V is a mountain range. Upside down double V is a mountain range. Upside down double U is hills. So disconnect. Okay, so we turn it. Actually, okay, so we take the two U's, squat, you know, next to each other, kind of conjoin them. Now you got that W, right? Flip it upside down. You have an M. Turn that M on its side. Facing to the right, that's an E. So now what is that spell? M-E. You flip that M back upside down, you got a W, W-E, we, me, we. I think we were discussing before, one U is a me. Two U's is U's, and also us. So one U is also an I, if we think of it, and it's also a me. U, I, me. U, I, me. You, I, me. I guess in a sense we want to add myself. You, I, me, myself. You, me, myself, I, we. No, you, me, I, we, myself. Interesting. We use us. Use, right? Us. We. Ourself. We self. We could say that, we self. That would be a good title for something. Good band, we self. We self. Look on a computer here. We self. So this is what I was thinking. We self band. Whoa, look at this. There is no we self. Oh my God. We self music. Look at it, let's do it. No, there isn't. We self. Okay, folks, you heard it here first. We self. We self. You heard it here first. We self. Who wants to be a part of the We Self project? Email me at inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. If you're listening to this and you have cool music software that you want to use or fun jokes, we're going to call it the We Self project, all right? And it's all about our dreams. It's all about the good stuff. Comedically, artistically, descriptions of what inspire us, descriptions of what we've created that we're excited about. We self, we're calling it We Self. So, with that dream, to loop back around to that dream, in that dream they said, are you ready? Are you ready to go, basically? And I said, okay, I gotta go. Once, you know, is my mom going to be okay? Is my sister going to be okay? Is my brother going to be okay? Is my family going to be okay? Are things going to continue just fine with this? And now I'm looping this in with the new earth, okay? This just popped into my mind. So as I was listening to my podcast, the one that I put up this morning before K-Chung, I was thinking, whoa. You know, because it's been said that within our dreams, we visit our other past lives, our higher minds. And I'm sure some of you have heard me talk in past episodes about my dreams, about multiple dreams, lots of dreams, both about flying and extraterrestrials, UFOs. These things are getting more frequent now. And, you know, I think why I was able to capture this one was because I just kept hitting 20-minute snoozes. And I was able to get these things. So maybe each time what I'll do is, each time, I'll document. Ooh, here's an idea. Here's an idea. Ooh, here's an idea. This struck, it's just struck the antenna. Here's an idea. I do this experiment where I do, like snooze, like you get to have the real reality version of snooze. I turn myself into the experiment of snooze, of that snooze idea. And I actually do. Every 20 minutes, I go into that sleep. When the alarm goes off, I immediately say my dream into Anchor. Then, bam, you're going to get all those segments. All those segments. And I'll hit, you know, every 20 minutes, every time I wake up, bam. If I got a new dream, I'll say it. So you'll actually get it. Oh my God. And then I'll title that episode Snooze. Wow, this is so exciting, you guys. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to talk so much out loud to my higher mind, to my higher self. This is another revelation that struck me. Yes, frequently I've said that the reason why I'm doing this podcast, why I'm doing any of this art, is to give gifts to my future self. I just thought earlier, too, I'm giving gifts to my past self. I'm giving gifts to my past self. What gifts am I tailor-fitting for my past self? This is fun because this takes off a pressure, so to speak, of my to do for my future self. If now is already happening, that means that I no longer get to edit perfectly what I want for my future self to have. If it's happening right now, then it becomes this sort of quick moment-to-moment thing. I have to deal with it improvisationally speaking, precipitationally speaking. And that motivates me to make these things for my past self, right here, right now. Because whatever is made, whatever is created right now, is what my past self will have to go with. Isn't that interesting? And my past self will always be my present self. And how cool is that? We are what we eat. We are the Mobius strip. We are the infinity symbol. We give it. We give it. We give it. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. Give and take. Give and take. Give and take. We're the ultimate winners. How fun! Expectancy. That's the funny thing. We're giving our past selves. What are some things? Let's pretend our past selves react similar to how our present selves act. What are things that this present self would expect our future self to give them? All right, well, in that case, let's be that future self now and give it to our past self. How fun is that? Oh, my God. What would we expect our future self to leave for us as gifts? Let's go. Let's put it in the program. Boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. Let's do it. Okay, you get to hear mine. What are some things that I want my future self to give me? Well, I want him to give me surprises that exactly reflect my highest vibrations. Well, what are those? Anything that's artistic, that's everything under the sun. That's everything under the artistic sun that I'm co-creating right now, co-creating right now, and want to create. Okay, what are some of those things? Well, boy, definitely a Yachtly Crew movie. That's what you want your future self to leave you? Yes. What are some fun, simple things? Well, so you're not feeling like amount of pressure. Well, what are some simple things? More podcasts, more inspiration, more excitement, more epiphanies. Streaming income. What do they call that? Streaming forms of income. Where they reflect my singing, my music, heck, my podcasts, information that will help me along, just cut through the unnecessariness, the worrying about what's going on the outside of myself. Nutrition from the inside of myself. What do I have to offer myself? What do I have to offer myself? Fun, excitement, entertainment. A fun person to hang out with. Enjoyable art content. Tailor-fit towards me. Who's the only person who actually has to see this art, live with this art every single day of my life? Me. I'm the only guy who has to do it. You're the only person who has to do it. So, would it feel better to make art that you want to see in the world? Or would it feel better to make the art that we want to see, that we're struggling for approval and love and acceptance from others who want to see what we're creating out there in the world? And that's not to say there's something wrong with tailor-fitting art towards, you know, friends, family, corporate entities who want to pay us. What would feel best? having full abundance from creating the art that we want to see out there in the world, or tailor fitting it towards a concept of feeling that we have to stay relevant in a world. Eventually, our art becomes the aged, acquired taste, that fine wine. Look at us, what has happened. Look at what has happened with Toto. Look at what has happened with Michael McDonald, Kenny Loggins, Lionel Richie, all these folks. Their music has, their art has become this spirit that has gone on and spoken in their place. It is spoken for them. This means all the art that we've created, that we have allowed to shine, that we've allowed to be able to put out there in the world, no matter how old it is, by allowing that stuff to be out there, we've allowed others to then take part in it, be inspired by it, to want to create various forms of who knows what. Anything that we say or do or create now has the potential of reflecting with something. Okay, so if we're in the, of the mindset that there are others out there who are, you know, I don't know, doppelgangers, tulpas, aspects of ourselves, Venn diagrams of ourselves, those who resonate with any aspect, and that includes any sliver of any aspect, whether it's our approach to saying something, whether it's our, the things we personally are magnetized to, that others go, oh yeah, that's similar to me, I move towards that, in that direction too, that's really cool, oh wow, let's talk shop together. Whether it's a certain kind of smell in the air, nature, a certain kind of flower, a leaf, a tree. Ooh, smell of campfires. Ooh, smell of s'mores. Ooh, the smell of an apple pie on a windowsill, whoosh, floating through the air, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if we are to believe that there are others out there who reverberate with things that most highly reverberate with us, and those are contained within projects that we've created in the past, we're currently creating, zip, putting it out there, now others can reverberate that, with that. So, now, to get back to this idea, if there are those things that we would like for our future self to birth to us one day, well, now let's suddenly put ourselves in the position of being that future self to our past self, being there at that point, because that's what we're doing. What gifts are we leaving now, right now, for that past self? So that's a fun side note thing to think about. What Easter eggs are we planting for them? What seeds are we leaving for them to open? Oh, it's so much fun. So much fun. So now, back to that dream. As that being said, are you ready? And I said, okay, I need to go talk. You know, I need to... Is my mom going to be right? Okay. Is my sister going to be okay? So this is what I'm thinking concerning the new earth. I played with this idea. This spawned two things. One, a movie idea, which comes second. Number one, I thought, let's play with the idea that when I said yes to that, it took me, which is me, this guy right here who's talking right now, and did move him. I'm thinking right now particularly of a Twilight Zone episode where these astronauts go to this alien planet and they're introduced to this wonderful house and these walls. All of a sudden, you know, it's like their house, their habitat. Oh, wow, it's tailor fit, everything that you like. And then, bam, turns out that they're locked inside and they're a cage. They're in a zoo. Everyone gets to see them. So I'm thinking. So I thought, interesting. Wouldn't that be interesting if by me saying yes, that version of myself, that parallel version of myself, went on to live. Okay, so he's off on that original world. And he's continuing. So what I have done, sort of like a prince and pauper type of thing, I have successfully now traded places with that guy. I have gone, he's living the life I formerly was living and continuing to move at that pace. This guy, me, who's there, who used to be there, has now traded places with this entity who's in the world already, where he's crossed into five-dimensional, higher vibration, and now being watched and monitored by his Arcturian counterparts. He's in that Arcturian, you know, in that galaxy, Arcturus, A-R-C-T-U-R-U-S. And I think that dream came to me. Remember I told you I was listening to Edgar, I came across this A&E biography thing about Edgar Cayce, and it was really interesting. And then I decided to look at this Arcturian video, and that's a whole side project, that's a whole story. But the point I want to get at here, well, there's a whole side story of an Arcturian thing. But the way that this morning's Arcturian video fits into this equation is I believe that is what helped kickstart this. You know, that could have been the bait on the hook, so to speak. The ooh, that's great. Ooh, now that's a wonderful way of looking at it. The information we put into our brains becomes the bait for what... this is something that's always been talked about, is that the things that we've experienced during the day, the things that we read right before bed... those are the things that get milled around in while we're sleeping and then get amplified, twisted, symbolized, and various things in the dream. Now we take that and we take along with that. Let's say if this information is a little bait, and as it grows and it grows those things, we take along that consideration that everything that when we dream, we're going to these other locations, we're going to these other places where these other beings are. Learning, you know, going into classrooms, learning about all this information. So that was one thing that popped in my brain. That was one aspect that popped into my brain concerning that dream, you know, revelation concerning that. And another aspect that came from this was an idea for a movie where there is a guy who does cross over, and what he decides to do from that point forward, once he comes to that realization... of course, this is based on exactly the thing that I just told you, myself. But, you know, put it in the context of a guy, you know, a guy who's a starving artist, and now here he is. He's now monitored with how he's going to move forward with his project ideas. Will he follow through with them? If so, if he does, he will be rewarded immediately. Miraculously, immediately manifested, the realities become manifested. As he thinks about these, bam, more is drawn towards them. Towards the concepts, creating these bonfires, so to speak. So this is what I'm thinking. Here he is, here's this guy. He's being monitored by the possibly the Arcturians. This is like, he feels he is. Now, perhaps we do see elements of that, so we don't show that he's totally crazy. But it's his awareness of the fact that he's there, that because of that, then they start becoming, you know, apparent to him more and more and more and more and more. It's like because he's aware of it, now his awareness is tuning in more and more and more. Now, simultaneously, what's happening is, he realizes that the art and the stuff that he's creating, he decides he wants to try to get back to that guy. Something makes him either want to get back to changing shoes with that guy, sort of the prince and pauper kind of thing. They look like each other. Or he just wants to be able to reach that guy and say, hey, guess what? I am here now just to let you know. And I'm leaving you these you know, these messages, I'm hoping that you pick them up somehow at some point. And just truly believing that that guy is gonna get that message.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.